I saw that you got honors from Pro Football Focus. That was pretty cool, right?
Oh, yeah. It was it's a big blessing, a big honor, you know, to be recognized like that. So, you know, I'm thankful for that.
Why do you think they graded you out so high? What'd you do well in this last game against Arkansas State?
I think the biggest focus, especially what Coach Justice was telling me all along, Coach, he was just saying that, you know, they have really good pass rushers. So I felt like I really did my job locking down the two ends on the outside. You know, I had a lot of dominating moments and a few pancakes here and there. So it was a overall good game for me.
I'm sure you watched film from the Arkansas State game. Sure. Their guys inside were beasts. I mean, they have two really good guys. Why do they give the line so much trouble?
The big, strong, number 15, he's big, strong, and fast. He's very twitchy. You know, it's hard to, you know, block somebody like that, especially like he's a three. He can play in, even outside linebacker. So, like, you know, someone like that, he's very talented. And number 92, he's big and strong, just hefty dude, hard to move. I'm pretty sure he's like 330, 335. So, you know, he's just, and he has some strength behind him. So, like, those two guys are really good up front, just strength-wise, speed-wise, and, you know, give him some trouble.
So as a right tackle, what do you worry about more when you're going against someone talented on the end? Is it the 220-pound rusher, or is it the guy who's, you know, closer to 260, 270?
I feel like more of the speed guys. I'll admit it to myself. Like, you know, if you want to go power for power with me, like, I feel like I will dominate every time. But, you know, when you have somebody, you know, just flying upfield and, you know, trying to just try to get to the quarterback as fast as possible without getting touched, you know, it's hard to get out there. So, you know, I just got to set my feet and, you know, try to get there out there as fast as possible.
So let's talk about early game, because you guys have had a couple of struggles, you know, first two, three series, kind of putting the defense behind the eight ball. So what has to get going to be more effective early in the game on those first couple of series on offense?
I feel like we need to, like, settle down and just take what the defense is giving us. You got to, you know, keep one up. Even though if we don't give up sacks, you know, pressures are still a big thing. And that's the biggest thing we're worried about, like, you know, just getting no pressure, just giving a clean pocket for one, because if he has a clean pocket, he's going to make the throws. And, you know, because we know we can run the ball, but we have to pass the ball as well. So just trying to get the passing game going early and, you know, trying to take the pressure off of Armani with no pressure from the DNs and D tackles.
So the run game in general, what do you think so far through two games? Obviously, Charles is putting up gigantic numbers.
Yeah, Chuck, my boy, I'm very happy for him. He's doing a fantastic job. He's one of my favorite backs to block for, because he gives so much heart and so much effort. You know, it's easy to block for somebody like that. Like, you give him a 10-yard run and he's breaking tackles and at, you know, the 15, 20, 30, getting 30 more extra yards. So, like, someone who's hard to take down, that's the biggest thing with him. And he got some true speed to him. So, like, it's really fun to watch him.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's surprising off of Lexington Thomas, you figure, hey, the next guy in, there's no way he's going to be as fast as Lex. But Charles can run, man. When he gets out there, that 77-yard run on Saturday, he freaking took off.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Chuck, people really be sleeping on Chuck's speed. I know he was doing track in high school, and, you know, he had I think he was a 10-6 in the 100. So, like, people would be sleeping on his speed. And so, like, just seeing him, you know, take a 77-yard one back to the house, you know, takes the pressure off the O-line, makes it look good. So I'm happy for him.
You ever try to run step for step on one of those explosive runs with him and see how you do?
For sure. I'll most definitely try to keep up with Chuck. Yeah, I'm trying to be the first one to celebrate with him, stuff like that. And I'm just trying to show my speed, so maybe they'll, you know, give me a chance at running back or receiver, something like that. So
Tony Sanchez Radio Show. We're talking to right tackle Justice Olawashun. I'll ask you, how was practice today in terms of the intensity?
Intensity is good. Up front, it was kind of sloppy at some points, but I feel like overall, I feel like we're ready to go against that kind of school. You know, we're always trying to fly around, make sure we're doing everything correctly. And if we make a mistake, we always go back and try to fix it. Even though, like, you know, we, you know, calming down practice a little bit, we're still every play, every snap, doesn't matter if we're scout or good on good, we're going full speed, full fly, just trying to be ready for Saturday.
So as you can hear, Justice is sort of a gentle giant. He's laughing a lot. But I have heard from Coach Sanchez, if there's a dust-up in practice, then you're one of the first guys in. So what's going on? All of a sudden, the switch just gets flipped?
You know, I've been playing football for a long time, and for some reason, there's always that just stepping on the field is like you can really take your anger out. You know, I got to be, you know, nice in the society and stuff like that, and, you know, try to be as polite as possible. But when I get on the field, it's a different story. You know, I'm trying to be as mean, as dominant as possible. And you know, something's going on, you know, I'm going to be the first one going there, you know, try to break it up or, you know, get my licks in.
You are from Richmond, Texas. Where is that?
Richmond, Texas. That's close to Houston, like maybe 20 minutes away from Houston, Rosenberg area, stuff like that. So down south.
How competitive is the high school football?
Oh, real competitive. I came from Foster, and, you know, we were a 5A school, but it was real competitive, you know, just going against real, you know, real talent. Everybody, every school had their top D1 prospects and people had like those sleeper D1 prospects and stuff like that. So like it was real competitive. So that's where I can get my competitive edge from, you know, going against, you know, top tier D linemen every Saturday or every Friday at in high school.
Why'd you pick UNLV?
I love the environment. Really, really like the coaches. They show they care. It's not just football. It's more it's school, being right, being a great man. And, you know, football always comes in that too. So like, you know, it was I like the environment. I like the people around me. All the players, you know, they show true care and stuff like that. Even when I was, you know, deciding, they're always hitting me up on Twitter. Hey man, like, we want you, but do what's best for you. So like, you know, they really cared about me and showed that they really wanted me to come in.
Tony Sanchez Radio Show. We're talking to right tackle Justice Olawashun. So that was probably important early on because you were hurt a lot. You know, you had some injury issues. Talk about the injury issues and that support system, because hey, football players, when you're not playing, you can get down. It becomes a bummer.
Yeah, like when I tore my ACL and stuff like that was probably the hardest thing I ever went through, just because it was my first real big injury. Having like all the football players and all the coaches, you know, not just push me but be there for me, like, it really showed that it cared and it helped me get better as fast as I did. And I know I was blessed, you know, to come back as quickly as I did. You know, having that support group around, it was really like helpful, just, you know, showing that they care and showing that they, you know, they don't just want me as a football player, but they want me as a, you know, human being.
How tough was it to stay in shape?
Real tough. yeah, food is real good. So, yeah, but it was tough. But, you know, just having that support system around and, you know, some good roommates that helped me, you know, get through that time where you shouldn't be eating that, you know, stuff like that, you know, and still trying to, you know, work out, even though my knee was all messed up and stuff like that. You know, it was tough, but I got through it.
So what's it like now in terms of food intake? Because obviously you want to stay big and healthy during the season, but you can't gain weight. You can't gain bad weight. So what's your diet like?
Half my diet's here. We have a great, like, nutritional specialist right here, and she, like, makes sure we get half our calories here, like, with the protein shakes and stuff like that, all the meals that's inside there. So, a lot of sandwiches and stuff like that, you know, rice, eggs, boiled eggs, the protein shakes are really good. And then, you know, when I get home, I try to just do the same thing, just rice, something simple, not, you know, too much. If I want to, like, go eat out, like, I try to get Subway, try to get something healthy, just, like, to stay in that kind of shape, you know. Just trying to be smart with what I intake and stuff like that. You know, I have my cheat day sometimes. I'm in big, so like, you know, I try my best to eat as healthy as possible.
I'm gonna use those tips. I'm getting a little chubby as I get older. I'm a lot older, but it's getting tough. Thank you, I appreciate that. Northwestern, they expect power football. So what do you think it's gonna be like battling these guys from the Big Ten?
You know, it's gonna be fun, you know, just having a big school like this. You know, we're going down there, going to our house and stuff like that in a hostile environment. I know that we gotta start early, start up front, you know, just be dominant. They got some big hefty guys up front, you know. They have a really good DN, so I'm excited to like go against a team like this, just to show who we are and show that we can actually do things like this.